It's 11:15 on 107.5. Happy Monday. I hope you're having yourself a beautiful Monday thus far. Also, let us know where you are tuning from. And if you are a first-time listener, we would love to welcome you to the CCFM family. So all you have to do is to let us know who you are, where you're listening from, so that we can give you a very, very warm welcome. And speak about warm welcomes. I'm so privileged, honored, and spoiled this morning. With me in studio is Pastor John and Avril Thomas, the founders of CCFM, and of course, senior pastors at King of Kings Baptist Church. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good to be with you,
Sake. It's wonderful to be with you, Sake.
Yes.
So looking forward to our time together.
Likewise. As I mentioned, I am so spoiled. I will forever cherish this moment. Thank you so much for coming through. How is your Monday morning so far? Let's start there.
Well, I have a visiting team of 29 students all the way from Seattle, Washington,
wow,
in the USA at Living Hope.
Uh-huh.
I still work there part-time.
Yes.
And so it's been sweating, yeah, but it's been amazing.
And John, you share the sentiments?
Well, I've done house cleaning this morning and listened to CCFM.
Someone's
and done the dishwashers
do that,
and pack it all away and so.
Yeah, so fantastic, yeah. Fantastic. Once again, thank you so much for being with us this morning. So today, we just had the first session of Sherathon Hard Ask, and this, you know, just for terminology, this is a soft ask where we get to chat to the founding members, content contributors, and some of our listeners as well, how CCFM has impacted you thus far. And maybe taking a look back at when and how CCFM started, what was the vision and how has it grown since then? Looking back over the 30 plus years, let's talk through that.
So back in 1993, we were having an evangelism course at, mm-hmm, King of Kings Baptist Church. And at the end of that course, we were having a braai. And as we were turning the sausages, one of the guys said, if only we could reach the Fishhook Valley for Jesus.
Sure.
And somebody else who had a little bit of radio and technology background said, well, you know what? The deregulation of the airwaves is coming into place. Why don't we apply for a radio station license?
Wow.
We're like, wow, that is just amazing. So we were having an evangelist who was going to come and speak at our church for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we applied for 1 week in the September of 1993 for 3 or 4 hours for Fishhook Valley, because we thought we could put posters all over the streets,
mm-hmm,
and tell everyone, tune into, yeah, Radio, yeah, Fishhook. We'd have some people giving testimonies. We had a song and drama team that were going to sing and do dramas,
yes,
and have some people give testimonies, and that's the way we could reach Fishhook for Jesus.
Wow.
Well,
sure.
On the 4th of August of 1993, we got a fax, and was one, we had just installed a fax machine.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, long to come.
Yeah.
And a fax came out saying, you have been granted a license, not for,
wow,
3 or 4 hours a day, but 24 hours a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only for that 1 week in, mm-hmm, September, but for the whole month of, sure, September. And not just for the Fishhook Valley, but for the whole of Cape Town. So our big,
sure,
vision just became such a little thing. And that was just the start of the most incredible time in our church.
Mm.
And John was the pastor at King of Kings at the time. And he can tell you what we did from there.
Yeah, maybe some of the beginning years of CCFM, John.
Yeah, so although none of us had been in a radio studio, uh-huh, nobody had any experience, and we literally on the Sunday, there was a Wednesday, and on the Sunday I literally walked around the church and said, you three rows here, you're the morning show, 6 to 9.
Like
you three rows here, you are the 9 to 12.
Oh my goodness.
Sort it out. You guys over here. And and they said, like, what do we do? I said, I don't know, I don't have a clue. Make it work.
Wow.
And that's literally how we did it. And over 150 people from our church took leave for the month of September.
Oh,
even,
wow,
a local headmaster,
yes,
of Bay Primary, he took leave from school to be there,
mm-hmm,
full time. We set up, we had a little old house which we used for Sunday school. We hung carpets on the walls. We got egg boxes. Everybody loaned us their CD players and reel-to-reel tapes. If you even know what that looks like.
And vinyls. And vinyls. We even had a vinyl player with records.
And we had all this equipment all loaned to us. CDs were brand new. They were just coming in.
Sure.
And there weren't a whole lot of Christian CDs. And so the only sort of big music artists that we knew who were Christians was Cliff Richard and... I can't even think of some of the other names, but there weren't a whole Christian music was not big. Any case, on the 1st of September 1993, we went on air at 6 in the morning, broadcasting across Fishhook and across the greater Cape Town with a much bigger signal than CCFM has now. We had more power and we were higher up on Constantiaberg and it went all the way to Worcester and other side, Grebo, and up to Saldanha. So,
incredible.
Yeah. But the Lord was so, so good to us. We had the Cape Times on the 1st of September because not only were we surprised to get a license, but it turned out that we were the first non-government station on air ever in Cape in South Africa. And so the Cape Times carried the main headline that morning, you know, new non-government station starts. And that gave us an incredible switch on. During that month, people phoned us and and we said, if you would like us to stay on air permanently, send us a letter. Well, the postmaster at Fishhook said all they need to do is Radio Fishhook 7975. We got 13,000 letters that month.
There were no emails in those days.
Yeah, of course.
And people, we had this evangelist, and people started to come to Jesus every night. Folks from prisons and hospitals and all over the city phoned in. And we had counselors and a whole lot of booths, probably six or seven of them, on the prayer lines all the time. It was the most incredible thing because, let me tell you, CCFM was not born to reach Christians. Now, the fact that we do is... by the way, but CCFM was born to reach people who are not yet Christians. In other words, CCFM has never been the church on air. There's some fantastic good churches all around Cape Town. We don't need more good church. What we need is people who won't go to a church, but in the privacy of their car or home will scan the dial, as I've heard some of the testimonies this morning, and land on CCFM and hear about Jesus. And so that is the main purpose of CCFM, to reach people that the church doesn't reach, to reach people who are not yet Christians. That was the burning passion, evangelism, and I'm so thrilled that it's still the main focus of CCFM.
Yeah. And before we get to the origin of a share-a-thon, I mean, this Braai idea now just takes off completely. What were your thoughts? I mean, were you nervous, but like good nerves that this is just like taking a hike and it's doing extremely well?
You know, we submitted this in the May. And we heard nothing. Absolutely nothing. And in fact, when the facts ran on my desk on the 4th of August, I saw this crest of South Africa coming up. And we had been overseas and had just come back, and we had had some trouble at the airport with one of the passports. And I thought, they're moaning about something about our passport. Well, the next thing I see, Home Affairs, and then because that's who used to grant the first licenses, Department of Home Affairs.
Interesting.
And there was this radio station license. So the idea had basically gone to sleep. It wasn't that we were expecting to get it.
Yeah.
and we had 3 weeks to get on air from nothing. We trained people nonstop every evening. We got people in who knew something about radios, and it was just an incredible story of God's people at work, working together. Mm-hmm. And just an amazing, amazing story.
Yeah, sure. And maybe from your end, Avril, perhaps?
Well, it was an absolutely incredible time where nearly every single family in our church was involved in some way in the radio station. Mm-hmm. And I think that is an incredible story. Some families took the whole month off and just dedicated it to getting on air and for us to stay on air. We never expected it to be longer than a week. Now we had a month. And so the excitement of realizing that this was beyond us, this was something that God was doing. And I think the leadership of King of Kings, after we'd been on about 2 weeks, they just realized that this was so much bigger. This was a God thing. And that's when we opened it up to all denominations, all people to be involved. Because obviously when you start, you just start with what you've got.
Course,
Moses always says, what have you got in your hand? Jesus said to Moses, what have you got in your hand? So start with what you've got, and there from there grow. And so after we'd been on for a month, we applied for another license for December, which we got because it was Christmas. And then we had a whole lot more people involved from right across Cape Town. And there was just such excitement. And I think because we knew nothing, we knew we had to trust God. And so what we did is we encouraged everyone to have a prayer partner, no matter what you did, because we had to have librarians to pack the CDs and records and CD tape decks into the boxes and that. No matter what you did, you had somebody praying for you. And so while somebody was talking on air, the prayer partner was outside the door praying. And so there was this wonderful atmosphere of prayer over everything that was going on. Our technicians, the most anyone had done at that point was to make a microphone go up and down. So suddenly they had to do all these buttons.
It's a spaceship right now.
And we learned about pregnant pauses and all these things, which are it's foreign language, you know. But such excitement at what was taking place was more than what we knew we could cope with and that we could do. And there was a total reliance on God to help us. And once people started phoning, as John said, it was like, wow. People would phone in and say, that lady, she was talking about me. That's me. I was depressed. And that man, he said exactly how I feel. We even had a sexologist come and talk about sex in marriage because people were just responding to all these messages that were going out. And it was just an incredible time of sensing God. And every person who was involved constantly was aware of God. It was quite a management juggle. I was involved in managing it at that time because literally every 3/4 of an hour or so, you had a total change of staff. And so you go 24 hours with a total change of staff. We even moved into the radio
station. Physically moved in with our family and slept there on the floor.
It was just the easiest way to cope because you're up all night and suddenly the engineer can't arrive. And somebody, because then everyone had an engineer and a presenter. You know, engineer doesn't arrive, you've got a presenter. And then so we had to do the sound and do whatever needed to be done. Exciting times. And as we speak to our adult children now, say, how was it? They so enjoyed it and all the excitement and seeing God do amazing things. And I think that's where it comes to Share-a-thon, which was we realized we needed to fund the radio station. And that's how the Share-a-thon story came along. But even before that, I remember we had borrowed a mixing desk. And we said we could borrow it for 2 weeks and we'll try and pay for it. And the money didn't come in. And then it was about 1,600 rand. And it came the day when I had to return it because we did not have the money to pay for our only mixing desk. And I just was so sure that God was going to meet the need. But, you know, you realize you've got to give back because you haven't got the money. And that morning I rushed down to the bank to check in the bank if maybe there was some money in our bank account, and there was nothing. And I was coming down the stairs of the bank, going into the to my car, thinking, God, I don't understand this. You've provided so wonderfully, and now we only need this money, and we need the mixing desk.
Yeah.
And with that, somebody drove into the car park and said, Avril, Avril, I've got a letter for you from somebody. They didn't know where to find you, so they dropped it in at my house. I'm so glad to meet you. And they handed me this envelope, and in the envelope was 1,600 rand. Not more, the exact amount. God provided the exact amount at the exact time. And so we saw God providing in so many incredible ways. Yeah. But we realized we needed to have a more sustainable way and to invite our community to partner with us in the funding.
Yeah.
And there was a Christian TV station that was sort of broadcasting in the country. And we contacted them and they said, well, we do telethons to raise funds.
Yes.
And I didn't like the word telethon. So I said, no, we're going to ask them to share. Yeah. And so we said, it's a share-a-thon. And I mean, today, I don't know how many people WhatsApped versus phoned. It's hardly a telethon. Mm. It's much more WhatsApp-a-thon.
Yes.
But yeah. So we invited people to share with us, and the money started to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I think this building that we're in is an incredible story of share-a-thon. We were in this tiny little house, which was the church's Sunday school house, and we realized we needed to get out of it. And by this time, a couple of months have gone by. When Saturday afternoon, I get a call from the station to say there's a guy, a big, tall American guy by the name of Paul, and he wants to see you. So I said, Paul who? They said, I don't know. Any case, got in my car, rode down to the station, and this guy said, I read about you in a newsletter in America, and I'm here on holiday with my family. And so he said, I would very much like to just talk to you a bit. So he looked around and he said, this is a tiny little house. I said, yeah, we've just seen a building down the road in Musenberg that is ideal. He said, take me there. Now, it's like the 16th of December, public holiday. It's crazy.
Yes.
It's just the traffic's mad. It's holidays. And the next thing was drove them through. Avril got in the car. He was a huge guy. Had an old 1952 Morris Minor. He could hardly fit into the thing. And we drove to outside the parking lot here. And he had said, I've got to meet my family back at the beach at 3. And it was like 20 to 3. And I said to him, this is the building. And we turned back and I drove him back to Fishhook Beach. He didn't say, nice building. I hope you get it. Or anything. Did not say, wow, well, maybe God can provide for nothing. So I said goodbye, Paul, and that, and his wife's name was Dottie, and that's all I knew. Well, we as a church held a prayer meeting after a service to say, what do we need to do about this building here? And somebody got up and said, the Lord's calling us to launch out into the deep, like he told the disciples to do for the big catch of fish. So we came, we had 30,000 rand in the bank. We made an offer on this building, and it was 30,000 down, and this was like the 26th, 27th of December. And the money to be in the bank by the 31st of January, or we get our 30,000 back. I came back home having just signed the deal, and the phone was ringing.
Yes.
John, it's Paul. I'm in Mozambique. I just want to tell you that I will give you $80,000 if you will raise 80,000 rand. Well, I went ballistic. We came on air. We said, Paul, we don't know where he's from, but his name's Paul. And we need 80,000 rand to match for his dollars. That share-a-thon they pledged something over 80,000, mm-hmm. and 119,000 physically came into our bank.
Sure.
So way more than was pledged. And that was our first big share-a-thon. When the final, everything was paid, the rates, the taxes, the lawyers' fees.
Yes.
We had 24 cents.
24 cents left over. It was just amazing. God knew we needed that extra. We thought we just needed 80. But God had put it in people's hearts to give. Mm. And we had 119,000 with 24 cents left over. So isn't that incredible how God undertook for that? And that was our first time of like asking the community to participate in funding. And it just was so amazing.
And so that's the origin of Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
And since then we used to do annual. And I know now there's sort of two in a year. But it's always been incredible. And one of the great things of share-a-thons is that money is tithed in a share-a-thon into Radio Africa Network, which is a, when we started this station, we got people from all over coming to and saying, help us start. So we started what is now the Association of Christian Media in South Africa.
Yes.
We founded that.
Yeah.
And then after that, we founded Radio Africa Network, which has helped plant over 120 FM stations around Africa. And a tithe or a portion of the tithe of Share-a-thon, when you give to Share-a-thon, it helps plant another station somewhere in Africa.
Sure.
And so it is taking the gospel further afield, and that is such a an incredible story. We could sit all day talking about that. So
it is. Sure. Wow. And listen, if you maybe are hearing this amazing story, this beautiful story, and you would love to partner with us this week during our soft sessions, just like this one, all you have to do is to send the keyword pledge to our WhatsApp line 0617981075. Just the keyword pledge, and an automated bot will pick up your message. Maybe looking back, Avril and John, what scripture comes to mind to see how far we've come, or CCFM and or the idea around the braai, you know, have come?
I think the verse that comes to me is Psalm 145, verse 13, which states, "The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made." And it's God's faithfulness and his love that has seen us through.
Yeah.
It hasn't, it was not, and it still not is not an easy road. But God is faithful, and he loves it when we enjoy serving him. It's a privilege to serve him at CCFM. It's a privilege to have having the airwaves to be able to talk about God's love. And so for me, that's the verse that just sticks out, is God's faithfulness and his love for us to be able to have this great privilege of sharing his love with others through the airwaves.
Yeah, John?
And I think Matthew 28, which Jesus's last words, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every nation. And that, as I said, evangelism is the basis of this station. And if you're listening and you've never come to a personal point in your life where you have received Jesus as your Savior, there's good news for you, my friend. Jesus died on the cross for you. He took your sin. He came to die in your place. And you can, in a simple prayer, first step, simple prayer, say, "Lord, forgive me for the way I've been living my life. I am sorry, I do an about turn, and I ask you to come and take control of my life." That's the first step in making right with God. And I want to encourage you to do that. I think the prayer friend number is still 021-788-3340.
Yeah, and we've made it even simpler.
Yes.
On WhatsApp for them to send just the numbers
123 on WhatsApp.
Yes,
on
079-061-798-1075.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is the heartbeat. We want to reach people for the Lord, and we have seen God's faithfulness. Here we are 32 years later, basically. sitting in these beautiful studios with fantastic view. It's just what God has done. Mm-hmm. And he's used lots of people who've sweated very hard. But what a privilege it is to be amongst the biggest community stations in this country and to share the good news of Jesus.
Yes, of course, of course. And before I let you go, what are your hopes for CCFM moving forward?
My hope is that CCFM would never stop sharing the good news about Jesus. The world around us is a mess. Wherever we look, there's trouble, there's mess, there's heartache, there's heartbreak. Mm-hmm. But we have the hope of Jesus. We have meaning to life. Mm-hmm. And so that is my prayer, that that through this radio station, we would never lose sight of people who are not Christians. So often we can get into our own little safety Christian huddle and we talk our own little language. But that's actually not why this station exists.
Sure.
This station exists to tell those who have no hope about Jesus, who is the living hope. Mm. And that is my prayer, that as a station we would stay focused on that, and that we wouldn't just find the easy way out and just slip into being a Christian station.
Sure.
We are here to reach those who are without hope with the good news of Jesus.
Yeah, sure.
John? She said it all.
She said it all.
Yeah.
She said it all. Maybe perhaps, John, from your end, a word of encouragement to our listeners, particularly first-time listeners, to hold our hands and to partner with us so that we can continue for the next 32-plus years.
So maybe you've joined the CCFM listenership family in the last couple of months and you haven't heard about Share-a-thon until today. This morning in the first half, 436,000 was raised, and I know it's about 2.8 million this week that we need to stay on air. Mm-hmm. And maybe you would like to give something. You know what? You might say, well, I haven't got much. You know, if I don't know how many people are listening to this program, 20,000 right now or something. If everybody, let's just say, for argument's sake, 20,000, everybody gave 100 rand, that would be 200,000 rand, just like that.
Yeah.
And so maybe you would like to pledge and help us to stay on air. And that's not some manipulative ploy. The reality is that this is mostly a listener-funded station.
Mm-hmm.
And so CCFM could not be on air without Share-a-thons, without you giving. And so I want to invite you as the founder to continue the legacy of CCFM and give. And WhatsApp us on
061-798-1075
and put the word pledge in there, and all the details will follow. But I still know the bank account, APSA Bank, 906-156-8939. I have done it over many, many years, and all you need to do is go into an APSA Bank, 906-156-8939, and put the word CCFM on there. You can do your transfer via EFT, but the bot will also help you with those details. So from us, from John and Avril, God bless you, and continue to stay tuned to this great station.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. It's been a blessing, rather, to have the founding members of CCFM to join us live in studio to chat about how it all came about, the concept, the fundraising concept, Share-a-thon, and their hopes for CCFM moving forward. This one, I think it's a fitting song, Elevation Worship, to say that God has been so good to Radio CCFM from its inception until this very moment.